And welcome to an AvWeb BizCast for this Wednesday, June 25th, 2008. Brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Private air travel evokes wonder, envy, and scorn, depending on who you talk to. But is it really the cause of a social schism that furthers the economic divide? Think Tank author Chuck Collins is inviting people to think about the impact of business aviation beyond its place in the airspace system, and he talked to AvWeb's Russ Niles about that.
Talking with Chuck Collins, he's a senior scholar with the Institute for Policy Study in Washington, works out of the New England office in Boston, released a report on Tuesday that is fairly critical of the business jet industry as a whole and its overall impact on society. Can you summarize the report a little bit for us, Chuck?
Sure, and I should say that we're not really party to any squabble within the industry between commercial and general aviation. We were just taking a look at a trend. We started by looking at the trend of the growing use of corporate private jets over the last two decades, realizing that this is a booming industry area, and wondering what was the impact, what are the various impacts, ecological, what are the impacts on shareholders, taxpayers, and the general flying public. So we took a broad look at what we call the costs, the burdens that private jet travel is placing on the rest of the society. And I know within general aviation there's a wide range of types of aircraft and types of businesses. What our concern was at the very top end of that market, if you will, the expansion of the what we call the high flyers, the very expensive business corporate jets.
Okay, well, what is the impact of the growth of private jet travel in your mind?
Clearly, there's a cost to the environment. So as more and more people are flying private jets, there has been an increase in the number of jets since the 1970s, private jets. And, you know, really up until the 90s, commercial travel and private jet travel were on track, growing at about the same rate. And then since the early 90s, private jet, again, the corporate jet, not the whole general aviation sector, really increased tenfold. So it's essentially tracked this, what we call the concentration of wealth. So there's an ecological impact as more people take to the air in these carbon-burning private jets. There are also ways in which shareholders are concerned about the fact that a growing number of companies are allowing personal use of corporate jets for top managers, and that has a tax impact, and that has an impact on the shareholder bottom line. And in terms of the impact on commercial travelers, I think there's this debate over the fair share of use fees. And again, private jets, in our view, aren't paying their fair share, their full share of the uses of the facilities. And again, as somebody who doesn't fly private jets, as a commercial traveler, I am looking at a very stressed out commercial air traffic system. And so when I learn that a third of the airport improvement funds over the last couple of years have gone to small private airports that could be used either for other transportation infrastructure to reduce short-haul air travel or to expand the facilities for the vast majority of us who don't fly private. That is a disturbing trend. So I think those are some of the issues. The other issue is security. And, in the United Kingdom today, big study coming out, post 9/11 security issues, pinpointing private jets as the top concern in England in terms of security risk. We those of us who fly commercial have gotten very good at getting all of our lotions into 3-ounce baggies and all of this stuff. There's this incredible amount of scrutiny on the commercial passenger, and there's this fairly large loophole for private jets.
Okay, well, what about the argument from the private jet side that these are tools of business and they're essential to the smooth running of the corporations and organizations that are kind of fundamental to the economic well-being of the country?
Well, absolutely, and I think that we're not attacking a business enterprise here at all. I think that the key issue here is everybody paying their fair share of the services, of the uses of the air transport system? And, according to the FAA, and we have to rely on them to some extent, commercial aviation pays about 95% of the total air traffic control system, even though it uses only about 73% of the services. And then that leaves military and general aviation, but within that, private jets, that's where the boom is. So that's the issue, I think, from a general public interest point of view, making sure everybody's paying their fair share.
There's a paragraph in the report that to me sort of sums up the thesis of it, and it says that as the upper echelons of American society insulate themselves further from the traveling public via private travel, we run the risk of dangerous loss of social cohesion, meaning the private jets are feeding the disconnect between rich and poor. Is that a fair statement?
That's right. I mean, and this is not just the private jet issue. This is in the whole society, whether it's housing, recreation, residential living patterns. The top really 0.1%. So we're talking about households with incomes of, you know, over $5 million annual income, wealth over $15 million and up. Those households, that 0.1% is really pulling apart from the rest of the society. And the more those folks opt out of the institutions, including commercial flying. So it used to be, you know, the CEO of the company, he may have sat in first class, usually was a he, sat in first class, but we were all on the same plane. And when you create a kind of a parallel universe of high flyers that have no stake in the well-being of the whole, the functioning of the whole system, that's the problem. It happens that that small segment has enormous political power. Those are the people who write the big checks to campaigns. So when we lose them, when we lose their participation in the overall travel system, we lose their clout, too, to make it better for everybody.
Well, it's a fascinating study, and we appreciate your comments on it today, Chuck. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks for having the conversation.
Today's BizCast was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. You can subscribe or learn more at www.aviationconsumer.com. For breaking general aviation news, log on to avweb.com. Thanks for listening to our AvWeb BizCast for this Wednesday, June 25th, 2008.